Sports teams all over the country have names that reference Native American people, often in very offensive ways. The words Warriors and Indians are the 6th and 8th most used nicknames for sports teams from high school to pro level, according to Mascot Database. None of these teams are quite as infamous as the Washington football team. This team has finally changed their name after years of protests. The team's name was the R-word, a racial slur against Native Americans, and I've decided not to say it in this story. To get more insight on why this name change is so significant, I interviewed Leah Salgado, a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe and deputy director of Illuminative.
Illuminative is, we're a racial and social justice organization, and we use narrative change to amplify Native voices, combat negative narratives about Native people, and to build power and visibility for Native Americans.
Some of the most visible so-called representation of Native Americans comes in the form of offensive mascots. Mascots are not only damaging towards Native Americans, but negatively impact how non-Natives see them.
Native mascots are also, I think, dehumanizing, right? When you see a group of people as just a character or a logo, right? You tend to just see them as a character or a logo, not as like fully actualized human beings.
These mascots cause real-world harm to the Native community.
Native mascots impact Native youth most harshly, or Native youth that, you know, view these mascots tend to also limit what they believe is possible for the future. These issues around identity, right, often lead to higher rates of depression, suicidal ideation, and addiction.
According to the CDC, Native youth ages 15 to 19 have more than double the suicide rate than that of non-Hispanic white youth. Also according to the CDC, Native American people in America report experiencing serious psychological distress, 2.5 times more than the general population over a month's time. Due to this, a mascot like the Washington football teams has serious mental health ramifications for Native people. The change in the Washington team name was a step in the right direction, but there's still so much more progress to be made.
I think it's positive for everyone to show that, like, you know, you can be anything that you want. You can be who you are, right? That you don't have to fit into a stereotypical role. I think that a lot of people are going to find a lot of joy in that, right? Rather than being relegated to the, you know, specific character types that they've always been.
For 360 Journalism and Blue Cross, I'm Allison Brodine.